Well, the Disability Royal Commission, it highlighted many failings for people with disabilities, with some commissioners recommending that segregated schools be phased out by 2051. One of the principles behind this recommendation was the need for mainstream schools to become more inclusive for kids with disabilities. The concept of inclusion is behind one program at a primary school in Canberra, which has chosen Australian Sign Language, AUSLAN, as its second language for all of its students, while celebrating deaf culture, identity and history. Todd McCoy is the deputy principal of Mount Rogers Primary School, and Simone Zarakis is the school's specialist AUSLAN teacher. Welcome to both of you to Changing Australia.
Thank you.
It's great to be here.
Todd, before this program started, Mandarin was taught from years 3 to 6. What changed?
Well, our specialist Mandarin teacher was moving through the teacher transfer round that we have here in the ACT, and we saw an opportunity to switch up our language. We had a deaf student already at the school, and we knew we were getting two more deaf students the following year. And as part of our whole school culture, we have established values, and one of those is inclusion. And we thought, what a wonderful way to show how inclusive we are as a school to do a language that would support those three deaf students, but also support our students to be more inclusive and more aware of deaf culture and deaf people across Australia.
What kind of reaction from parents when you put this forward?
It was overwhelmingly positive, particularly from the parents of our deaf and hard of hearing students, but our parent community more broadly, they saw what a fantastic opportunity this was.
So Simone, how does all this roll out for a whole of school approach? It's a fantastic idea, but that's a big task.
It has been a very big task. When I first started planning, I came across in 2023, at the end of 2023, there wasn't a lot of resources out there. But luckily, AUSLAN is getting out into the community Australia-wide a lot more. I had to create a lot of my own resources.
I bet you did.
But there's a lot out there now, which is amazing to see. So, big task. It's ongoing. I have to keep changing the curriculum every year because we're building from the start. But it's just been amazing, and I'm just led by the students, so it's ongoing, but really good.
And I'm just thinking, while you're talking about that, for the whole of school approach, we just had Ben Barden talking about apprenticeships and kids having different styles of learning. Do some of your hearing kids also kind of come to life because doing something with their hands is much better for them? It's an easier way to learn. Have you found any of that?
Absolutely. I found the engagement in AUSLAN to be incredible, incredible. A lot of students who might not be particularly achieving highly in literacy are achieving in AUSLAN. I think there's links to English, links to prior knowledge for them, and just the use of their hands and how interactive the language is. It's a beautiful language, and all the children are engaged at the school.
And what sort of reaction have you had, Todd, from the students as they've started to get a bit of mastery with AUSLAN?
They're just keen to learn. I think Simone runs a really engaging program, but I mentioned before that we had three deaf students. That has grown significantly since we started the program. And so the students, all of our students can see the real benefit of learning AUSLAN so that they can communicate with their peers, that this is actually a transferable skill.
And how much do you see of it in the playground now?
We are starting to see more of it. We have one student who relies solely on AUSLAN as their form of communication. So it's been fantastic to see her friends learning AUSLAN so that they can actually communicate together out on the playground, but as also in the classroom.
And what sort of reaction have you seen from the kids who are living with hearing loss or deafness as the school communities come alive for them, I imagine?
It's been amazing. It makes me feel that what I'm doing is really important. We've seen one of our students who relies fully on AUSLAN is now communicating in the playground just naturally, and just to see a whole group of children signing you know, under the spider playground. It's just, it's unbelievable. It makes me feel really happy that I chose to do this, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what does it mean for longer term? So kids will do this at primary school. Are there opportunities, Todd, for them to do this at secondary school, or will the level of mastery by the end of year six kind of get them where they need to go?
Well, we've only been doing it for 2 years, so the students that learn this from kindergarten all the way through to year six, they will have a great basis of Auslan. Our year six students now have only had 2 years. There's not an ACT public school, high school, that's doing Auslan as their language. It'd be great to see that in the future so that some of our students have a pathway to learn more Auslan as they go into high school. There are other pathways that they could follow where there's opportunities through the deaf community to learn Auslan, and there's also courses that some of our teachers are even engaging in where they're learning more Auslan outside of school hours.
So by the end of year six, students should be able to have a basic conversation with people in the deaf community. But I'm hoping that it inspires interest in them to continue to further study through the deaf community. We've got some great Auslan teachers who are part of the deaf community who are teaching through places like Deaf Connect. So I'm hoping that it inspires students to continue more formal study.
This is a big change, and you're doing something new in the ACT. What have been the challenges so far, Todd?
The biggest challenge initially was finding the right teacher, and we were very lucky to be able to grab Simone to lead this program. She's doing an amazing job. As Simone touched on before, the fact that she's had to build this program from scratch, that's taken a lot of time and energy from Simone to build a program that there's not many resources out there. We've also had challenges with the curriculum. There was a changeover to version 9 of Australian curriculum, and Auslan was not in the first batch of languages that moved to version 9 of the Australian curriculum. There probably have been some of the main challenges.
For you in the classroom, Simone?
I think, again, it was just having to build my own resources has been a challenge. But like I said, in the last 2 years, there's been a lot more put out there. I have access to the deaf community, and I'm part of the deaf community, which is amazing because they're the people who I turn to. So when I need some information or I'm not sure exactly what I should be teaching, I can always talk to the deaf community, who have been fantastic. Mm-hmm. And they've actually provided me with a lot of my resources.
In senior secondary school, the school that I was attending had a hearing unit, and that was using a lot of tech and so on, and living and studying with kids who had hearing loss or living with deafness. And it's been amazing the technology was pretty basic at that time. One of them was Alastair McEwen, who's gone on to be a leader in human rights and disability rights. So that kind of inclusion seems to have benefits. How do you see the bigger picture, Todd, for the value of inclusion?
Well, inclusion should be everything. Everything we do in education, every child has a right to learn, and we have a job as educators to make sure that we're supporting each child to do the best they can and meet their potential. And so if Auslan, we can see that Auslan is part of that for our deaf students, and we're really proud of what we're doing.
Mm. How do you see all of that, Simone?
Yeah, look, when I first started this program, I wasn't sure how it was going to start and how it was going to go forward. But just seeing the changes in our deaf and hard of hearing students, we now have eight deaf and hard of hearing students at the school now. Just seeing their potential and their confidence in themselves as individuals, but also as part of the deaf community, and how proud they are to be part of the deaf community. I'm just seeing a change in the students that they're not seeing as many limitations. They're seeing ways to get through the barriers, and it's just amazing to see.
Has there been much learning for the teachers as well that come through the school? Are they learning Auslan as well?
Yeah, Simone actually runs some workshops on a Thursday afternoon where staff volunteer to come along and do some extra study in their own time to learn Auslan, and they're really well attended. We also have a number of staff that have been doing study outside of school hours, again in their own time, because they want to learn more. and they have students in their class that are deaf or hard of hearing, and they want to just do the best they can to support them. So it's been amazing to see the dedication of our teachers to learn more.
Have you been in contact with any other schools in other parts of Australia who are doing something like this?
Yes, I was actually in contact with another school who had a program running through the high school, and we actually had a buddy program happening where the high school students came over and worked with the kindergarten students. So we've been supporting each other, and that wasn't even in a public school, that was another private school. So we're definitely open to sharing all our ideas because it's the program for Auslan, not just which school you're part of, that's important.
You're listening to Changing Australia. My guests this morning are Todd McCoy, Deputy Principal of the Mount Rogers Primary School in the ACT, and Simone Zarakis is the school's specialist Auslan teacher. And Auslan is now an across-school language, second language for the school. Simone, what are the kids telling you about how they're using Auslan outside of the classroom, whether it's at home with people, members of the deaf community outside of the school? Do they come back and tell you I was able to talk to them?
Mm. Absolutely, absolutely. We've had students come back from the community saying that they've started signing to somebody that they've seen deaf, and the person in the community has started signing at them rapidly, and they had to slow it down. But the Canberra deaf community is amazing, and they see that somebody's learning, and then they'll slow it down and do the basic communication. We've only just started, but a lot of the kids are finding that they're going home teaching their parents. The parents are sending emails and asking me if I could send some resources for them to start learning. So the whole community is just embracing Auslan.
And kids, no matter what it is, they love taking home something that they know and the parents don't know. What have you seen in any changes in overall behaviour or culture in the school after these first 2 years?
Well, we're starting to see more deaf awareness, I think, is the main thing. We have made some little changes around when we do claps and celebrations. We try to do the Auslan clap or celebration as when we can.
Is it that one?
Hands up. And also when we celebrate our birthdays as well, we'll do the Auslan sign for hip hip hooray as well. So just some little tweaks like that. But I think the biggest engagement has been of the students in the classroom, in the specialist program. It's a tough gig being a specialist teacher when you only see a class of students for 45 minutes a week, but how engaged those students are in their Auslan learning is just fantastic to see.
Well, it's a fantastic innovation, and thank you very much for coming in to share some of that today. You've been listening to Todd McCoy. Todd is Deputy Principal of Mount Rogers Primary School in Canberra, and Simone Zarakis, the school's specialist Auslan teacher, who must have a very full and very busy week getting these kids through. Thanks so much for coming into the studio this morning. It's been great to have you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.